It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, October 24th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Certified enrollment has taken another dip in the Charles City School District. Superintendent Ann Lundquist told the school board during their regular meeting last night, enrollment this school year is down 21 students, which is an improvement from the 82 students the district was down the year before.
It is notable that the number of students enrolling out is about 30 students greater as compared to the number of students enrolling in. We have 80 students who choose to enroll to neighboring districts and 50 students who choose to enroll at Charles City. This is unusual in that historically there were about the same number of students enrolling in as enrolling out. And that has hovered on either side of 50 for the last couple of years.
Last year's enrollment decrease meant the school district had to make staff and budget cuts totaling almost $750,000 for the current school year. However, Lundquist says the impact of this year's enrollment drop should be minimal.
A change of this magnitude will not likely warrant any budget cuts. I'm confident to say you did a great job last year of right-sizing our staff and our budget.
Lundquist added that the district's budget for the 2024-25 school year should be okay unless something drastic changes. An enrollment increase this year in the New Hampton School District will mean over $250,000 more in funding next school year. Superintendent Jay Jurens laid out to the school board recently how the current enrollment translates into additional school district funding for the 2024-25 school year.
Next year, we're up 38.6 students this year over last year at this time. That's a large, sizable increase, and that will have a very positive effect on school funding. Remember, we get $7,443 per student, I believe it is. So you take that times 38, that'll come up to our funding increase before any supplemental state aid increase to state debt. So if everything stays the same, we would get about $280,000 more just because of that.
Jurin says the district's butts in seats count for K through 12 students this year is just over 977 students, an increase of almost 37 students. He also noted that pre-K four-year-olds number 68 kids, representing one of the various factors in the enrollment uptick.
I don't think the daycare has heard anything. I'll be the first to say that. I think we've also had a lot of people move to the community. There's a lot of opportunities in New Hampton. New Hampton's a great place to be, and I think this is kind of a reflection of it.
Jurin said the enrollment report is the best he's given the school board in his 12 years with the district and expressed his appreciation to everyone in the New Hampton community. Navigator CO2 Ventures is canceling its Heartland Greenway Carbon Pipeline project. During their regular meeting yesterday, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors discussed the impacts of that decision on the county, which is also targeted by a separate pipeline from Summit Carbon Solutions. Supervisors Chair Mark Kewen said he heard from his contact at Navigator shortly after their decision was announced last week.
Of course, they're disappointed, but they couldn't get a permit in South Dakota. They couldn't get a permit in Illinois. They didn't have a sequestration site. They were having what they called regulatory problems in Iowa. There's a lot of opposition. It's pretty rare that you get a company like Blackstone, which is a major investor in the Heartland project, Valero, an oil company. And there's hundreds of millions of dollars of voluntary easements that were at stake, and they walked away from them.
A section of Navigator's proposed pipeline would have started with the Valero Renewables ethanol plant west of Charles City and go south into Butler County to connect with the Poet Bioprocessing ethanol plant near Shell Rock. Kewen speculated he wouldn't be surprised if Summit looks to add Valero to their pipeline project.
That's quite likely. In fact, the easements that Navigator has are assignable to another party. And so it's likely to assume, and I think it's quite possible, that Valero, which was part of the Heartland Greenway project as an investor, will likely, probably, or Summit will seek to include them in their project.
The Summit project itself could also be on shaky ground. Last week, the company announced that its new target to have its pipeline operational is now sometime in 2026, 2 years behind their initial projection of 2024. Still, the Iowa Utilities Board is scheduled to hold additional hearings on Summit's construction permit application November 6th through the 9th in Fort Dodge. Mobile food pantry service in Charles City is set to expand. The Charles City Mobile Food Pantry will collaborate with St. John Evangelical Church in Charles City to offer a food delivery service starting with the November 1st pantry. The mobile food pantry visits Charles City the first Wednesday of the month at the Youth Enrichment Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds with drive-through distribution of food from 5 to 6 p.m. Jen Burton with Valero Renewables is the site coordinator. She says the new food delivery option will be available for households that have lack of transportation or mobility concerns getting to the fairgrounds. Burton notes that in-person clients will be served first, then a bus will take food to eligible households after the pantry ends at 6 p.m. Delivery is limited to the first 10 households to sign up on a first-come, first-served basis. Burton adds that if your household has been able to make it to the pantry at the fairgrounds, either with alternate transportation or pickup arrangements, please continue to do so. The goal of the delivery service is to serve more in the area that have the need. The delivery service will be set within a 5-mile radius of Charles City. Call 641-220-1769 in order to get on the delivery list. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.